ultra massive broadcast lined up for you today. We'll get into the latest death numbers of our troops in Iraq. New scandals concerning torture, not just in Iraq, but also Afghanistan. The Fed to raise interest rates, what's happening with the economy. But a large portion of the broadcast, we also have Paul Watson joining us in an hour and a half to cover the worldwide news and to give us his news analysis. It's always excellent. But in the first hour and a half, we're going to predominantly focus on Pulitzer Prize-winning author, researcher, San Jose Mercury reporter, Gary Webb, who we now have gotten the details. The police report, all of it. He was shot in the face with a shotgun. Clearly murdered. Oh, but conveniently, the police say it was a suicide. Well, since we learned of this yesterday morning, and the world learned of it yesterday morning, that he had been killed in his home the morning before, since we learned of this, I've talked to Sally Castillo, I have talked to Chico Brown, who was Free Ray Ricky Ross's, well, one of his top business partners. Freeway Ricky Ross, the biggest drug dealer on the West Coast for the CIA. And you see, I'm one of the few people that's interviewed Freeway Ricky Ross, not on this radio show, but for an upcoming film that I'm involved in called American Drug War. Well, last night, the producer of the film called Freeway Ricky Ross in the federal prison he's in the panhandle of Texas, up near good old Tulia, where he's not allowed to have interviews. Even Texas Monthly has trouble getting in to see him. And I've interviewed him over the phone before from there for the film. And he learned from Kevin Booth, the producer of American Drug War, that Gary had recently been telling him that he was on to new information concerning the CIA and drug trafficking. And that men... He pulled up to his house and two men were up on his balcony. Two special forces types. They jumped off the balcony and ran away. He was being followed. He was being threatened. But the police, of course, will say it is all suicide. Just like Princess Diana says, they're going to kill me in the next few months, they've told me, in a fake automobile accident. That's how they're going to kill me. They killed my lover. They murdered him. Now they've said they're going to kill me. Or Dr. David Kelly, whistleblower, says if I don't shut up, they're going to kill me and I'll be found dead in the woods. Told two different colleagues that have gone public, mainstream news, but again, back of the paper. We're not going to let the memory of Gary Webb go down in some type of shame like he committed suicide. This is unbelievable, but it's par for the course with what we've seen. Police officers that expose Oklahoma City get stabbed 13 times and have their throats slit and have torture marks and handcuff marks on them. And it goes on and on. We're tired of it. I mean, they got medical examiners that will say, well, you've got, you know, severed limbs and torture marks head to toe. And they'll say, oh, suicide. Arkansas. Gary Webb, unrecognizable, face blown off. By the way, a shotgun doesn't do that up close. It has to be at least from a few feet away. That's how the pattern works. They blew his face off and then put this note on the front door. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So, the award-winning Pulitzer Prize winner, author of the best-selling book, Dark Alliance, CIA Drugs series, dead of reported suicide, shot in the face with a shotgun. Now, it was a little more obvious when people would commit suicide with 2 gunshots to the back of the head, which is kind of hard to get the rifle to the back of your head, and then it's impossible, basically, to shoot yourself twice in the back of the head. But we have now learned some new developments. I have interviewed Ricky Ross, Freeway Ricky Ross, who was selling $25 million worth of cocaine a day. $25 million of cocaine a day in California, distributing across the West. Openly taking delivery from the Central Intelligence Agency. And Gary Webb won the Pulitzer Prize. Then the media, the establishment, tried to discredit him. He was successful in disproving their claims. He had just recently been able to disprove everything they were saying and had been vindicated. And he had recently told Freeway Ricky Ross via telephone in his federal jail cell in North Texas that there were men up on his balcony when he pulled up at home, jumping off and running off, that he was being followed, that he was being threatened. And then he supposedly shoots himself in the face with a shotgun. He was moving. He had movers coming to his house, was moving. Had just had a divorce. That's when the CIA likes to strike, so they have the convenient narrative, the story. Oh, he was depressed. And then he just shot himself in the face with a shotgun. And again, I'll repeat it. Just yesterday, big British newspapers, several of them, had the headlines with the British paramedics that came to the scene of Dr. David Kelly, the former head of the biological weapons program at Porton Down, then the head British UN envoy to the inspectors, saying that it wasn't true, Saddam couldn't hit England in 45 minutes notice with chemical or biological weapons, that there weren't any weapons of mass destruction. He then told an American and a British colleague, they're going to kill me, I'm going to be found dead in the woods if I don't shut up. And then he's found dead in the woods with three undigested sleeping pills that wouldn't have killed him, by the way. Would have taken dozens. They're undigested. Somebody put them down his throat. Undigested, sitting in his belly, sitting in his stomach, with almost no blood at the scene. He supposedly died by slitting his own wrist. And there's almost no blood at the scene. And one of the local constables, when they were out looking for him, because he'd come up missing the night before, that morning, when they came upon the body from about 100 yards, they described seeing men in black uniforms who looked like military men. You know, the short haircuts, muscular. And then they walked off from the dead body, and the constable went up there and didn't chase them. Obviously intimidated by them. And then they called in the police, and oh, it's a suicide! Men with shaved short haircuts standing around the body. No blood to speak of, the paramedic said. Tells people they're going to kill me and put me in the woods. I mean, what more do you need? A videotape of them killing him? Princess Diana, months before her death, says they're going to kill me. They've told me. Charles is going to kill me in a fake auto accident. This is mainstream news. They're going to kill me in a fake auto accident. And then a few months later, when she's pregnant with the shopping mall tycoon's child, and the British royals weren't about to let her be pregnant by anybody who wasn't royal, much less an Arab, very upset about that. Think of the scandal. She thought she could just rebel and do whatever she wanted to, you know, get back at him. Didn't work that way. Her car, her Mercedes, gets stolen the week before. And when it gets returned, all detailed, nice, no questions asked, her security detail just says, oh, it got returned. We'll just take it. Wonder why. And then the cameras all turn off 2 minutes before the wreck. And then it plows into the pillar in the underground tunnel. And then they sit there for an hour. The paramedics just sit there, and you see the surveillance cameras, and they turn back on. Her legs moving and twitching, and it looks like people are inside holding her down. And she has a little problem. And she gets loaded in the ambulance, and they drive 25 miles an hour for another 45 minutes, and she dies at the hospital. And right as she gets there. Oh, no, she wasn't killed. I mean, people can say, they're going to kill me. They can specifically say how they're going to die. They can name who is going to kill them. And then when they're murdered, the authorities say, oh, no, it was an accident or it was a suicide. This is unbelievable. And the cowards in the media and the cowardly police and the cowardly medical examiners, they just go and rubber stamp it. They've got a problem, though, because the paramedics in the Kelly case are saying, no, this guy had been brought there. You know, we've seen what happens when people slit their wrist. There's blood. There's blood, you know. They got a problem with saying all the voice recorders and data recorders were destroyed at the World Trade Center site because firefighters are going public and saying it's all a fraud. And by the way, the FBI's threatened us. They got a problem. Some people got courage. Some people speak up. Some people get involved. Some people have spinal cords and aren't jellyfish. And I'm not going to stand here and let them besmirch the memory of people they kill, like Dr. Kelly and Gary Webb. I'm not going to sit here and watch these heroes fall and then not give them their due. Gary Webb deserves to be buried in Arlington Cemetery with a monument there for standing up and never backing down. And I know they've got patriotic cemeteries in England. Dr. David Kelly deserves to be buried there for doing what's right. I'm not going to sit here and let them claim they commit suicide when it's not true. And again, I will never commit suicide. I've never thought of committing suicide. I would never want to commit suicide. Nothing would happen in my life that would make me commit suicide. So don't you, if they kill me, ever let the media say I committed suicide. I'm sick of it. And again, they have old technology. Even the highway departments come out. Federal Transportation offices come out and said, oh yeah, we can remote control cars perfectly. And why in the future we may even make it to where your cars are controlled as you drive down the road. Or where there's little sensors on your car, and if there's an emergency, we can remote control and take control of your car. That will keep you from running into other cars or any type of obstructions. Covered that about a year ago when it came out off the government's own website. It's old technology. So the car, Diana's car, gets stolen a week before, gets brought back detailed, and her own security doesn't even, her own royal security just, oh, it was stolen when it was returned. Let's just put you in it. And so the driver gets in there, and everybody describes it as the car just suddenly veers right into the 13th pillar. In fact, it did it over 100 yards early. It isn't like it just suddenly veered. The car's driving, and it just veers perfectly and stays in a perfect line and hits straight on, dead center, into that pylon. Clearly, it was remote control. Then it turns out the driver was not on drugs, was not drunk, was not on pills. Those toxicology reports are out public. But boy, when did you ever hear of somebody in a car? Wasn't stuck in the car. It was just the front of the car was smashed. When you ever heard of somebody, them just leaving somebody for an hour in the car? There's the video of her legs flopping as they're leaning in over. They're going to kill me in a fake auto accident. Charles is going to kill me soon. He told me. The police. Oh, no, he's not a suspect. No, because you can't be a suspect. He's your royal, isn't he? No, royals never kill their families, never kill their wives. They never smother the twins in the tower. And King Henry VIII didn't kill five of his wives, have their heads chopped off. No, they never do that. It never happens. I don't know when it doesn't happen. That's court intrigue. No, it's impossible. It's ridiculous. Royals do not have other royals killed when they're pregnant with Arabs' children. I'm sure Prince Charles was happy, and he was just going to let a foreigner impregnate his wife. And again, I'm not saying anything wrong with that. I'm saying they weren't going to put up with that. But Gary Webb, ladies and gentlemen, new developments. And this was recorded, by the way. I talked to Kevin Booth last night, right before he was making the American Drug War film that I'm narrating and hosting. It's a big production. Been in production for a year. Going to be in production for another year. And he was going to call, or get the call, his weekly call from Premier Ricky Ross in prison, where Gary Webb got a lot of his information. And when he called him, he didn't know that Gary died, and that was all caught on tape. We'll air that tomorrow, perhaps even in the third hour today, if Kevin's able to get back to his office and do it. But he will be joining us in the next segment from the road.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit seamineral.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever wondered what former President George Herbert Walker Bush meant in 1990 by saying the Desert Storm War was a good chance to start the New World Order? The New World Order would cause us to lose our freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and also our national sovereignty. Is this what Americans want, to be merged into a communist-style one-world government? We'd like to help you to understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we've got some big breaking news for you. And we're going to be posting this on PrisonPlanet.com later this afternoon. We definitely need our great listeners to make a transcript of this interview from this point on. Kevin Booth is a documentary filmmaker. He's been working for the last year on a film titled American Drug War. And in the website's AmericanDrugWar.com, the film will be coming out in about a year. He's interviewed basically everybody under the sun concerning the history of the drug war, who really controls the drug trade, and I am the narrator of the film and the host of it, and I have been involved in some interviews with Ricky Ross, known as Freeway Ricky Ross, the biggest public drug dealer, that is the biggest known drug dealer in West Coast history, upwards of in some days, $25 million worth of dealing going on, linked directly back to the CIA. He was one of the main sources for Gary Webb, the Pulitzer Prize-winning author of the book Dark Alliance, CIA Drug Series, in the San Jose Mercury News. And then, of course, he then wrote the best-selling book, Dark Alliance. He was shotgunned in the face, something that the major newspapers aren't reporting, but I have this from direct sources in Sacramento and some of Gary's best friends and associates. It's just unbelievable. He was shotgunned in the face, and then movers who were coming to the house found a note on the door saying, don't come in, call 911, call an ambulance. Yesterday, Kevin called me, and again, we've interviewed Ricky in the past, and he said, Ricky's scheduled to call me tonight at 10:30, because you can't call him at the federal prison he's in. They've moved him there from Victorville, Florida, from Victorville, Northern California, from that prison in Northern California, in Southern California, and again, we'll scratch that out of the transcript, I'm trying to get all these facts together, Victorville in Southern California, to the panhandle of Texas, North Texas, where they do not let media in to interview Mr. Ross. So we've been doing it over the telephone. Kevin Booth was able to get the call last night and had the unfortunate job of breaking the news to Freeway Ricky Ross that Gary Webb had died from gunshot wound to the head, to the face, in very questionable circumstances. And now Kevin can reveal to us what Gary Webb via telephone had recently told Freeway Ricky Ross. Kevin Booth?
Hey, Alex.
We got about 3 minutes before we hit break. Just tell folks basically who Freeway Ricky is and what happened in the conversation last night.
Well, I guess, you know, like you said, Ricky Ross was, he just became known as the biggest crack dealer in West Coast history. The name Freeway came from the fact that he was buying up so much real estate along the Harbor Freeway in Los Angeles. And when he finally got put away the second time, he didn't know that the CIA was behind, you know, allowing him to become so big. I mean, basically, it's not like CIA agents were, like, supplying him with cocaine. It's more like he just couldn't believe he never got caught, and he couldn't believe how low the prices were, and he couldn't believe how just easy it all was to become
Well, people, huge. I mean, in the Dark Alliance series and talking to Ricky, they had a go-between, but it was Contras directly selling him, and then the Contras flying back were all part of the CIA operation.
Right. It was all, yeah, all these big cartels. And so, you know, like you said, I mean, he was in the Victorville prison in right above Los Angeles there. And, you know, the last time he spoke to Gary, which wasn't that long ago, you know, he told me that Gary was still working on the story, that this was the kind of thing that Gary was never going to give up on, because Gary felt like he could just keep going with this forever and uncover more and more people and exposing more names. But he did tell me that Gary knew he was being followed. Every time he drove somewhere, there was always cars following him around. He said he knew it was government people. Several times he came home to his apartment, a two-story apartment, late at night, and a guy would come shimmying down like a drainage pipe, you know, off of his balcony, and, you know, he could tell it wasn't a burglar. I mean, it was obviously somebody probably in his apartment rummaging around looking at documents or looking at his computer.
And we talked off air. It was described as kind of a special forces type, you know, really fast going down the pipe.
Yeah, definitely. And, I mean, so on to, like, the whole suicide angle of the story, I mean, it's kind of like they did stuff to kind of freak him out, to intimidate him, to push him to actually being depressed. But, I mean, everybody I've spoken to, Ricky included, said there's no way, you know, that this guy would have taken his life, that he enjoyed life, he loved his kids, he was excited about the future. And, you know, people of South Central L.A., saw Gary Webb as a godsend, that he was...
We'll be right back, Kevin. We got a break. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in a few minutes, we'll be talking to Celi Castillo, of course, the top DEA agent in Latin America, Central and South America, who was eyewitness to masses of drug deals by the CIA and by the Contras, and another one of Gary Webb's sources, the Pulitzer Prize-winning author of the Dark Alliance series and the San Jose Mercury News, then wrote the best-selling book, Dark Alliance, CIA Drug Trafficking. And the new developments, Kevin Booth, again, who's been interviewing, talked to him last night. I've interviewed him for the film as well, talking to Freeway Ricky Ross, who was the person who was supplied with CIA cocaine and the biggest known drug dealer in West Coast history, tens of millions of dollars a day going on for years, and was absolutely untouchable, one of the major sources for the Dark Alliance piece. Kevin broke the news to Freeway Ricky, Ricky Ross, last night. And describe for us, Kevin, before we get back into the people that were rummaging through and up on his balcony and following Gary Webb around, according to Ricky Ross. How did Ricky take it when you described it to him? I know we're going to be able to play that on the air, but you weren't at your office when I called you for this broadcast this morning, and so we're not going to be able to have that until tomorrow. But Kevin, describe that discussion for us.
Oh, he took it really bad. You know, I mean, he thought of Ricky as a, I mean, he thought of a, he thought of him as like a godsend, and that you know, this guy Gary put his life on the line to expose this story, and that, you know, that he just thought it was really depressing. It really just really made him sad. And he said a lot of the guys there in jail who are familiar with the story, and a lot of people are going to be sad. I mean, there's, you know, when he came out with that story, a lot of people in South Central just kind of had a wake-up call, and it just all rang so true to them. And, you know, one of the crazy parts of the story, too, is that, like I said, I mean, Ricky wasn't even aware of all this until he got put in prison, and Gary Webb came out to try to help him with his case. And that's when all this evidence started becoming uncovered. And it was just like with me working on this film about the drug war, it's just like one thing leads to another. It just never ends. So you talk to one person, they lead you to another, and he just kept following this chain. And the chain, you know, just because he finished that one book, it just never stopped. So my question to Ricky was like, well, why was it, you know, the book is already out, everybody knows all this stuff, so why kill him now? Was this just a revenge thing? And he said absolutely not, because Gary was still hot on the trail, and he was never going to give up on this thing.
And he had just recently been vindicated. The establishment media had been trying to attack him with ham-fisted attacks, but it wasn't working, and he had just, as of late, brought out a lot of new evidence. He had been vindicated. That was starting to come out in the news. He was still on the trail. That had been reported on. Now, Celly Castillo is joining us right now, Kevin, and he may not be aware of this new development. When you talked to Ricky Ross last night for Celly, please repeat what Ricky told you, Gary told him, about people at his apartment and about being followed.
Well, yeah, he knew that he was being followed all the time, and there are several instances where he would come home after, you know, working all day late at night, and he would see a guy shimmy down, like he had a drain pipe that went up to the balcony on a second floor apartment, and these guys that were definitely not burglars would like come shimmying down the pole really fast and just, you know, disappear. And he was pretty confident that they were up there rummaging through documents, looking at his computer.
What was the term, and again, we're going to air this interview, but Kevin, what was the term he used to describe them? I mean, why did he think that they weren't just regular burglars? I believe he described it as it was just so professional how they did it.
Just so professional. What Ricky said, he just said that Gary said they were definitely government. That's all, you know, that's all he told me, so I'm not going to put words in his mouth. But he just said they were, that Gary had said these were definitely government people. You know, I mean, he'd been following.
So that was
enough,
the term he used, was definitely government people.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Anything else he told you during this interview? I mean, I've been doing interviews before with you, with Ricky, and he only gets about 15 minutes, and then the prison cuts him off. This is the only way we're allowed to interview him. They don't really let the media in to interview him, and you've actually had to contact lawyers and have started proceedings concerning that because they're not supposed to be able to do that.
Well, yeah, another part of the story I didn't know about was that, you know, after Chico and Ricky had gotten arrested that time, I guess there was some production company in New York that wanted to was trying to buy the rights to do like a film about this, and the DEA raided their office and confiscated everything. Some big like film company in New York, and definitely put an end to any thoughts that these guys were going to make a movie about this.
Yeah, this would blow Scarface, which is based on some real characters, out of the water. I mean, this is a film that needs to be made. And so that's another big piece of this. Anything they can to try to stop it. And, Kevin, I know that you're out taking care of errands right now. I hope that you can try. Well, let's be honest. I called Kevin this morning. He's out on the Greenbelt, beautiful weather here, down by the river, walking his two dogs. But, Kevin, do you think you can get back to your office and get that queued up by the end of the show?
I'll try to.
If you can, it's okay. We can enter it tomorrow.
I don't know how to play it over the phone, though.
You can figure it out. You can. I think you can plug it into your... Well, just try to figure it out. If you can't, we can get it over here and get it uploaded to the computer tonight and try to get it, or put it on the web in high bandwidth, and we can download it and stream it that way. This needs to get out immediately for Gary. Kevin, I want to bring up Celly Castillo. Now, Celly, again, was the top DEA agent. He's been all over the big national TV shows, foreign television. We've interviewed him many times. He's come to Austin and showed the pictures of the CIA drug dealers. He shows us the connection to Latin America, how that coupled through to people like Freeway Ricky Ross and the direct connection of the CIA and these conduits to people like Freeway Ricky Ross and the LAPD protecting Ricky Ross and other top drug dealers. Celly, was this a new development for you to learn that Kevin talked to Freeway Ricky and found out that he had told Freeway Ricky that he'd had men at his house and things?
I've heard something to that effect, but I wasn't very sure on it, what actually did happen. But my whole point to this issue is the fact that you got to remember one thing. Nobody's ever done a movie or a documentary on the Iran-Contra investigation, which involved the CIA involving drug trafficking. Now, Gary Webb at one point pointed to the assets that were heavily involved, and I myself pointed to actually the CIA officials who were actually participating in loading and unloading and refueling the planes.
You came to Austin and did a two-hour presentation and showed photos of them, documents, everything.
Yeah, I got another 100 set of slides I'm going to bring over to Kevin Booth so he can put them on, and those slides do have the good, the bad, and the ugly. And,
well, for people that don't know who you are, in a nutshell, tell us what you did and why you went public. Describe what you saw in Latin America.
Well, you got to remember one thing. You know, I am not an individual who comes out from the left or from the right, but I was reared as a very patriotic family. You know, coming from a very patriotic family, and we all served our country and so forth. And when I joined the DEA, I thought that by putting my life on the line that I would make a difference. But it was there in Central America in my 6 years that I realized that we were the enemy. We were sleeping with the enemy. We were involving drug trafficking. And when I tried to expose the whole issue, I remember Randy Capster, a CIA official, saying to me, you know, nobody's going to listen to you. You know, we've been doing this for years, and nobody's going to ever, ever stop us. He was absolutely right. Nobody has stopped them from doing their drug trafficking worldwide.
So I was down there for 6 years
and I saw DEA's participation in refueling planes of cocaine into the U.S. and never been arrested, never been seized or anything. They were just, it's like O'Hare Airport at the Ilopango Airport. So they were heavily, definitely involving drug trafficking.
And you had individuals tell you, hey, buddy, you're never going to stop us.
Yeah, that's right. I had a CIA official by the name of Randy Capster, who was down there for close to 7-8 years, involved in those covert operations. And, you know, he was involving training of death squads and basically just about everything you could do covertly in Central America he was involved in.
And I have about an hour-long video that's just full of clips of you on national television going over much of this in years past, and they're unable to even challenge you. You've got to be worried a little bit about your safety, sir.
Well, recently, I'll be honest with you, I've had some vehicles follow me around I could tell their government, because of my experiences and how they... you approach them, they turn their face, and they're on the cell phone. But I've been under surveillance for quite a while now. But
you're not afraid. You were a highly decorated sniper in Vietnam.
Well, exactly. But my point is this. I've since Vietnam, let's put it this way, I've been on borrowed time. So I've made my peace with God, and be it what be it, but I will fight till the end, and I will never ever commit suicide. So.
Well, I want to say that, too. I will never commit suicide. Kevin, you want to...
It's a triple non-suicide pact. I will never commit suicide.
Yeah, we're in it for the long haul. We need to fight these people, till the very end. And we have available, with what little we have, we need to continue fighting this thing, because it's getting worse. And It's going to get worse before it gets better, if it gets better.
Talking about Gary Webb, Sully, I mean, he's dead. Shotgun to the face, and they described his face from the sources, and you got a call just 2 hours after they found him. You were notified, and that his face was basically unrecognizable. Well, a shotgun doesn't do that if it's point blank. A shotgun only does that from a few feet away for the pattern to expand, and people don't normally commit suicide with a shotgun to the face. Can you comment on what you learned about this?
Well, I got a call from Michael Rupert, who eventually he got his information right away after the incident, and, you know, he knew that there was a note had been left and so forth, and that he was planning to move that morning, had the movers coming in, and they found that note on the door, you know, allegedly that saying, do not come in, and, you know, call 911 and call an ambulance. I mean, why on earth, if you're going to commit suicide, would you like to, you know, bring an ambulance if you shoot yourself with a 12-gauge shotgun?
Well, that sounds like the classic mafia activity, blowing somebody's face off.
Well, you know what? And to be honest with you, I really think when we speak about government people, I speak about Felix Rodriguez and his goon squads that have been involved in all kinds of assassination attempts, whether it's foreign or domestic. You know, Felix and his group are very well documented as trained assassins.
Well, it's like Barry Seal. They just marched up and machine gunned him.
Exactly. And, you know, and they play in a couple of Colombians for the head and so forth. But there's always people that are willing to take the fall for the agency.
Unbelievable. Again, Sully, just for the record, tell us about your position in the DEA.
Well, I was a senior agent in El Salvador. I mean, that's how serious the war on drugs were at that time. You know, we had two agents covering the four countries in Central America. And, you know, I was assigned to cover El Salvador.
Well, to be clear, I had read in mainstream media reports that you were described as the senior DEA officer in Latin America. Are those incorrect?
No, those are correct. You know, I spent my time in New York City and domestically, but I was the senior agent, and I was in charge of El Salvador. And, you know, we went out there and conducted these investigations. And
so you'd signed on to fight drugs. When did you find out that it was the government controlling it?
Well, from the very get-go, you know, I was, you know, when I got into Guatemala City and my country attaché, Robert Stia, said to me, you know, there's some funny things going on in Salvador, and just don't step on anybody's toes, and, you know, don't report anything, and, you know, everything comes to me and so forth. And sure enough, my source of information was the guy who did all the flight plans for the contra pilots that were heavily involved in drug trafficking. And it was very well documented of money being seized in the U.S. and drugs being seized in the U.S. that came out of Ilopango. There's no doubt about that. And we ourselves refueled some of those planes with the anticipation of being seized in the U.S. when they arrived. But
well, there have been cases where the local police bust planes on airports. This has been in Esquire magazine. And the people flash CIA, national security badges. Terry Reed was there and saw the cocaine at Mena, Arkansas. I mean, there are countless people who have actually witnessed and seen all of this.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's no secret.
Yeah, well, you know what? The thing about it that vindicates Gary Webb was the fact that the contra story, the final report, Hicks, a CIA official, admits that they were sleeping with the enemy. And that there was an agreement between the CIA and the State Department of not reporting this incident.
What's always interesting to me is for you to explain how, like, the whole supply chain of, like, how it got from Ilopango all the way into the hands of Ricky Ross, and how did Ricky Ross do this for years without even knowing who was really behind it, just to show, like, the level of compartmentalization.
Right. And see, what happened was Ricky would not ask any questions. Why? Because everything was fronted to him on consignment. So, you know, he cornered the market. It was like Walmart. He was able, everybody came to him from all over the country, and he started major distribution points, and we saturated the country with cocaine.
I want to add this. The colonel who was the head in Latin America back in 1998, for all counter-drug operations, was caught shipping in masses of cocaine and heroin into New York. And when I asked Barry McCaffrey about it, you know, he just literally turned red and couldn't talk, and the whole audience started clapping and laughing at him. And, I mean, that's another example. I mean, we've caught these people red-handed, Sully.
Well, you know, we have a CIA official in Venezuela who shipped 1,000 keys of cocaine without the approval of the DEA, and then he was arrested and so forth. So there are incidents that are very well documented that our government was heavily involved in drug trafficking. And there's no doubt about that. I mean, the final report acknowledged the fact that it did happen, and they turned a blind eye to it.
Kevin Booth, anything else you want to add from the interview you taped last night?
No, just, you know, I mean, how, you know, that I think Ricky was really sincere when he felt like a real loss with Gary's death, regardless of how he died or whatever, that it was a loss to him, that he felt Gary was like a godsend in his life, and then that he probably wouldn't even be alive right now if it wasn't for Gary exposing this story.
All right, Kevin, try to get back to your office and see if we can get that in the third hour. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back with Sully right after this break. Stay with us.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
MSNBC, the Associated Press, will tell you what is public. Skull and Bones was founded in 1832 with money from the British East India Company. Mr. Russell, who was over all opium sales in the United States. Ever since then, they've been in control of it. And the people that founded the CIA in 1947 were publicly members of Skull and Bones. They've always been drug dealers. It's the heart of their business. Whether it's Afghanistan now with record opium sales and production, or Latin America. This is how it works. They send in the military to go after any competition that is producing poppies or coca leaves that goes against them, and that's the war on drugs internationally. So they can control the market, control competition. Then domestically, they bust the low-level dealers to put them in the prisons that the drug-dealing families, we've traced it back, own predominantly. So they bring the drugs in, and then when they get your kids using them, then they put them in their private prisons working for 18, 20 cents an hour and displace those jobs and then make money by having the slave labor. And then they use the pretext of the drug war to militarize the police and to fund the militarization and have them bust down your door. That's why I will never use any of these drugs, not to mention the fact they're bad for you and very destructive. I won't use the same big pharma companies are also linked to opium and cocaine. It's one big happy family. They also push, you know, their legal prescription drugs that are even more deadly than the illegal drugs on your children and on adults. So the drug dealers, the criminals, run the country. That's what tyranny is. When criminals get control of government, we call that tyranny. And that's been the norm in history. America had been a little bit different, but now we've fallen down. Celi Castillo, again, the senior DA officer in Latin America, is going to be with us into the next hour. We've got Chico Brown, one of Rio Ricky's associates, one of the biggest former dealers, of course, on the West Coast as well. Will be joining us, friends with Gary Webb. So that's coming up as well. Just ultra briefly, grab a pen and paper. Don't wait. Get my film, Police State 2, The Takeover, 2 hours, 5 minutes long. 30 minutes of it is about the drug war. We confront McCaffrey. We interview Terry Reid and others. It's a great film. Just to give you an idea of what's in these films, that's 30 minutes of this two-hour film. I got discounts going right now where you can get some of my films as low as $5.95 a piece. Just call, ask about the specials. They're only going for another week. Make the call. Give the gift of truth to people. 1-888. Again, that's 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or go to InfoWars.com to peruse the online shopping cart to order a hard copy of any of the films or books. And all the different specials are posted there at InfoWars.com as well. Don't wait. Take action now. 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. You can watch all the films, read my book, read Paul Watson's book, watch my weekly TV reports, all of it at PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day. Sully, we're about to break, but in the next hour with Chico, what are some of the things you want to get into?
Well, basically, the acknowledgement, the fact that, to affirm the fact that the CIA was involved, how the whole operation was run out of L.A. and Meneses and Blendon, how they were actually getting their supply from the CIA.
And also, during the break, I said, have they broken in your house? And your comment was, hell yes. And yeah. You've done some things to be able to document that.
Right. And, you know they'll I, for example, will do the old-fashioned, the old-school type of stuff. I'll put, like, scotch tape on the seams of my door and to find out if somebody actually came into my house or not when I was gone. And then they've been broken, so which means they were inside the house. And, you know, you go and you look in your computer and you look at your stuff. And there's some pictures that I've had stored away, copies of them, that were taken. Pictures of CIA officials that I had copied.
We'll be right back with the second hour.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Shelley Castillo, the senior DEA agent for Latin America, helped contribute to a lot of Gary Webb's Pulitzer Prize-winning work exposing CIA drug trafficking, is here with us. Chico Brown, associate of the biggest drug dealer in West Coast history, who is in prison, who we interviewed last night via telephone. We just gave you those revelations from the federal prison he's in North Texas. Again, Chico Brown, the associate of Freeway Ricky Ross. Gary Webb shot in the face with a shotgun, and he told Freeway Ricky Ross in a phone conversation that he would come home and men, you know, obviously very highly trained, government types was his term, would shimmy down the drain pipe and run off. And we were just talking to Shelley. He gets followed. He's had people going into his house, taking photos. He's got CIA officials he knows was involved in drug trade. Shelley's come to town and gone over these documents publicly at public events and been on some of the local TV shows and been on this radio show. It's an honor to have him. Of course, he was a sniper in Vietnam, highly decorated. And he said it, hey, you know, he's on borrowed time. It's up to God. And same here. You know, we can't be cowards. We have to be men. If the men aren't men, we become slaves. Our women become slaves. Our children become slaves. To be free, men got to stand up to evil, to bullies, to criminals. Organized crime has seized control of the country. We're going to go to break and go to Chico here in a few minutes, but can you talk about the mentality of your courage? I wouldn't call it macho, Shelley. It's just you're an honorable veteran and, veteran of the drug war, veteran of Vietnam. You saw this happening. Tell us why you do what you do, and then describe for us the type of individuals, the sociopaths, that are becoming wealthy off this.
Well,
off the drug trade.
Exactly. Basically, you know, I the way I was raised was, you know, you would thought what was right and what was wrong. And basically, I've always stood by that and was always doing the right thing, whether you know, I felt about, you know, good about it or not, that, you know, I had to do the right thing. And when I started working with the government, I realized that at the end of the day, we ended up being the enemy and the bad guys and the assassins and the murders and everything else. And, of course, that, blew my mind away. You know, I couldn't understand why one arm of the government was fighting the so-called war on drugs, while the other arm was sleeping with the cartels. And it was then and there that I realized that this is not the government that I thought I was going to be protecting and serving. And I realized that that I had to do something. So I started knowing the fact that I would, in my career with the DEA, which basically did, because informing the Washington and the ambassadors about the atrocities that they were occurring in their countries. And even at the end when I left, you know, my whole look at life was the fact that I was looking for a job when I found that. And to me, it was, you know, you have to do the right thing and continue. And I did. I continued to talk about it after I left and documented. One of the greatest things that's saved me, I think, it's been my journals. I've documented just about everything that happened in Central America. And I was an avid photographer, which I ended up taking hundreds of pictures of the before, the after, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
And you were there at the bases while the DEA was fueling the drug aircraft.
Exactly. We, you know, running a covert operation of undercover operations, refueling those planes that we call the Islanders that were being refueled there in Ilopango or in Guatemala, and with the anticipation that they were going to be seized in Texas or in California, somewhere down the line, once they crossed the border. And, you know, I started to question the fact that, you know, nothing would ever happen. So the DEA was part of those covert operations, and and saturate in the whole country.
And so for how long did you stay inside and covertly document?
Well, basically for 6 years I did that in Central America, even though I was warned that if I continued. So once I was warned to stop my reporting, I knew that I was going to go full blast with it. And
we got a break. We'll come back. We got a break.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster with a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I've got a gripe. Recently, construction in my area has doubled my commute time. I'm spending up to 4 hours in stop-and-go rush hour traffic every day. The worst part is there's no good talk radio to listen to. But that doesn't matter to me anymore, thanks to the good people at Freeway Radio. I've got the Sony shortwave car stereo from Freeway Radio, and now I look forward to getting comfortable in my car and hearing the real scoop on the day's news. It's not just a shortwave radio, though. You can also get AM and FM, listen to cassettes, and control your CD changer. Call Freeway Radio today, toll-free, 866-404-3600. That's 1-866-404-3600. Get your own Sony shortwave car stereo today for only $189. Install it in the boat, the RV, or your car. The good news for us is that you'll have GCN programming and crystal clear radio wherever you go. Don't get me wrong, I'd still rather be golfing than sitting in traffic, but Freeway Radio has eased my commute immensely. Call them today at 1-866-404-3600 and let them do the same for you.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Gary Webb, Pulitzer Prize winning writer for the San Jose Mercury News, who also wrote the best-selling book Dark Alliance, was shotgunned in the face 2 days ago. And we talked to Freeway Ricky Ross from prison last night. They don't allow face-to-face interviews. He learned from us that... He's one of the main sources for Gary Webb, that Gary had died, and said that Gary, the last time he talked to him, said he was being followed all over the place by government people, that he'd come home to his house at least twice, and government men, you know, with precision, would shimmy down a small drain pipe down the back of his house from the two-story window and run off into the night. He was working on news stories, and... Gary focused in his first series on the drug dealing in South Central, the connection to the conference and the CIA. And then, of course, Celi Castillo was the head of the DEA operations in Latin America, folks. And for years, he became aware of this, documented it, took the photos, the documents, was basically threatened over it. He's come to Austin and done 2-hour presentations showing the photos, the documents, who the drug dealers are. He was there in Latin America watching the DEA fuel the drug planes. It's unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, he was a friend of Gary Webb's, and learned of it within 2 hours after they found his body, his face shotgunned away. And again, folks, for those that don't use firearms a lot, haven't done a lot of hunting, haven't done a lot of target practice and shooting, you shoot somebody with a 12-gauge up close, it just blows a big hole in their head. You've got to shoot them from at least 5 feet away to blow their face off. I don't want to go into too many details of it, but the pattern spreads out from there. That's what a shotgun does. So that, we have confirmed, his face is basically blown off. We're not going to let him kill somebody, a hero like Gary Webb, and that's obviously, this should be treated as a murder, as a homicide, and then ignore that. And I just want to say this before we go to Chico Brown and back to Selly. Yesterday, the paramedics went public in England with Dr. David Kelly, the top UN weapons inspector from England, who said that there were no weapons of mass destruction. And then he told an American colleague and a British colleague that, quote, if I don't shut up, they're going to kill me and put me in the woods. I've been told this. And then a few weeks later, he was found dead in the woods, and the paramedics have gone public and said, look, his wrist were slit, and there was no blood at the scene. We've been to suicides. If you bleed to death, there's blood. Princess Diana said, they killed my boyfriend, and Charles has told me they're going to kill me in a fake auto accident. Then they clearly kill her in the fake auto accident, crash the car, and then don't bring her to the hospital for an hour and 45 minutes total. And then 75% of the British people believe they killed her, but the media still says, oh, no, 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 no. My point is bringing those up. Is that they do this over and over again. We saw Fahmy Malik, the Arkansas medical examiner, with people with two shotgun blasts to the head, people with arms and legs cut off in trash dumps, and they would rule this as suicides. We've seen cops killed in the Oklahoma City bombing case who were exposing government involvement, stabbed 13 times, throat slit, handcuff marks, people tortured with electricity marks all over them, beaten from head to toe, beatings on the bottoms of their feet. And these sicko coroners will say, suicide. Well, I'll never commit suicide. Selly has said he'll never commit suicide. Now we're bringing up Chico Brown, and he runs one of the biggest youth organizations in L.A. And, of course, he's changed his ways and done a great job. He was a co-defendant with Freeway Ricky Ross, the biggest drug dealer in West Coast history. And, Chico, we appreciate your courage and your honor in coming forward. And, of course, you were friends with Gary Webb and got a lot of information for us. Thanks for coming on.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do in L.A.
Presently, I run a place called Home, which is a youth center with over 5,000 members for at-risk kids, kids from, from different communities of Compton, South Central L.A. That program is, to help kids, not because I don't want to see them go to prison. I also have another program called Life on Purpose. It's a computer literacy program that I put down all the 19 juvenile camps in Los Angeles County because I feel that I have to educate the kids so they won't have to go through the same situation that me and Rick went through, and that's, going to prison and, have to go with these prison ways and get
a lot. And our film crew was just out in L.A. interviewing you for several days, and, man, you've got a lot of great people involved in your program, like Al Pacino, the list just goes on, out there helping youth.
Yeah, the biggest one is Penny Morris. She helped me on a day-to-day basis. Lakers, Brad Pitt, Mark Wahlberg, a lot of different people that helped me in my organization.
Well, would you like to tell folks you're not planning suicide anytime soon?
No, that's never going to happen.
What did you think when you heard, and pop in anytime, Selly, I know you know Selly, a great patriot, a great American, as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, how you doing,
sir? Tell us a little bit, what did you think when you got the call?
Well, I always knew, because it always came up, one of these days we're going to get that call and saying that happened to him or somebody that was involved in this case. So it wasn't shocking to me that they would say that, because I knew, because riding in the car with him, many times, and we just talked about that stuff, and he was like, used to tell me, when the case first broke, I used to say, man, you're not scared for your life, and he would say something like, Chico, I just got to do what I have to do, but, I've been getting death threats and stuff like that. This is when the case first came open.
Now, again, on record, he told you he'd been getting death threats when he was first working on the case. Please.
Yeah, that's when the case first opened. I actually, when we was going to court, and all this stuff started coming out, because I had got out on bail, so he came to L.A., and we rode around for weeks. you know, he wanted to talk to me about the case and stuff. And so in that conversation, he was always saying, you know, I get death threats all the time, Chico. And so to me, when it happened, when I got the news and I actually read it in the paper, my father called me and I was like, man, that time, because he always told me, like, you know, something like that would happen, like, you know, they can get you anytime they want, stuff like that. And so I automatically said to myself, well, damn, my father said he killed himself. I said, yeah, right. My father said the same thing. You know, I just knew one of them that day was going to happen, though, that one day we was going to get that call.
I just talked to you during the break, and Sally just learned of this. We talked to Freeway Ricky from prison last night. We recorded it. We're going to be playing in the third hour or tomorrow. We're having to upload it right now. But he said the last time he talked to Gary said, this is recently, he was being followed by cars. He would come home and men, I would call it special forces type, but he described them as government, with great skill, would literally just leap down and slide down the drain pipe and run off into the darkness. Shelley's had people breaking into his house. What was that revelation like for you?
Yeah, I know, because I think I talked to him 2 months, I mean about 6 months ago. And when they said suicide to me, I know the guy. I know he'd never do nothing like that. And but for them to just open and say something like that, I was like, man. And then when I talked to Rick's mother, the day I called her first word was like, Chico, they killed him. You know, and that was her first word. I said, Gary's dead.
Unbelievable. Let me bring Shelly in. Shelly, any comments to this?
Well, you know, that's the way the government works. That's the way that they have always worked. Actually spoken to some people that have been on operations with the government when they go out and assassinate people, and that's exactly the same MO that they've used for years, and it's worked, and they have a carte blanche to do just about anything and get away with it. You know, we saw it with the Cubans, we saw it with the different kinds of hit squads that they bring down to the U.S. to commit these atrocities.
Now, Shelly, you're a unique expert on this subject. I mean, you were, I don't want to call you an assassin, but a highly decorated Vietnam sniper, then the head of DEA operations in Latin America, witnessing all this death squads and stuff going on in drug dealing. And so when you say this is the MO, I mean, how can police then just automatically suicide, case closed? How do they control local Sacramento police to that level?
Well, because coming down from Washington, you know, it's every operation is approved by the CIA. Every single one of them is approved. So they know better than to mess around with them because of, they use all kinds of techniques. One of the first tools that they use against individuals would be like the IRS. You get audited and you know, you end up paying thousands of dollars. That's the first tool to let you know that they're after you, and they give it.
Why are people so cowardly? I mean, I don't even think I have that much courage, but I'm not going to let a bunch of drug dealers ruin our country.
Well, they're doing it, and they're getting away with it. That's the whole issue here.
But that's because more of us aren't standing up.
Well, that's what it is, and that's the problem. We're having that major problem. We saw at these elections where people thought that it was going to change and didn't change. And we have to take we got to take it to the next. Let's say.
Chico Brown, what do you think about it seems like the corruption gets worse and worse. The good news is everybody I talk to now, it's an open secret that the government controls the drug trade. But still, now everybody knows the truth. But still, the SWAT teams will raid some teenager's house for a bag of marijuana and ruin their life.
Oh, man, that's so true because, you know, when that story first broke and everybody was excited for the L.A. Times, Washington Post, I remember Gary was saying, you know, they want my story, Chico, they want my story, but he wasn't willing to give his story to the bigger newspaper, and then it was a conflict right there, and, you know, his story was unique and it was true, you know, it had facts, and they were like, okay, if you don't want to do this, this is what we're going to do, and then when they wrote the three-page series denying everything that he said and worked hard on, you know, that's where I knew, well, man, we have problems.
Yeah.
Problems like that. You know, they can deny all these facts and make it look like you're the victim and the villain.
Alex.
Yes.
Let me just add something to that. You know, I'm an expert witness now for entrapment and informants for the defense. So I get hired or retained by different attorneys and families from all over the country. And every single case that I've worked on,
for the defense. We realize and we find out the perjury, the corruption that the government is using to destroy families. So it does happen. There is an ammo on that.
Yeah. We'll be back with Chico Brown and Silly Castillo, and I'm Alex Jones. We'll tell you about their websites and more information. And if they want to stay with us, we'll take some calls as well. We also have our international expert joining us later in the hour.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's an assault upon America's freedom of religion by the United Nations Genocide Convention Treaty? The laws are called hate crime laws. These laws will eventually shut down Christianity in America by accusing Christians of hate crimes. These laws are already being used in Canada, Britain, Australia, and Sweden against Christians for reading certain Bible passages. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're talking to Silly Castillo. He, of course, was the senior DEA agent in Latin America, firsthand for years, witnessed CIA drug trafficking, documented it, tried to covertly fight it, and then was basically told to shut up. And then, of course, Chico Brown, who was there, co-defendant with Freeway Ricky Ross. Freeway Ricky in prison right now for being one of the biggest drug dealers in West Coast history. And he, of course, one of the main sources for Gary Webb. Gentlemen, both of you. First, Chico, any websites, I mean, for your organizations, any contact info you want to give people? Same thing for you, Sally.
Yeah, Chico at APCH.org. APCH is a place called home.org. And I can be reached by phone at the office, 323-232-7653.
And that's an email address. Is there a website as well?
Yeah, APCH.org.
APCH.org. That's your youth center with over 5,000 children involved. I've heard a lot of great work trying to keep them out of this system.
Yeah.
And really, I found that's the message to keep kids out of drugs, is to explain to them that it's a trap literally laid by the establishment to get them into these private prisons.
Exactly. I mean, I go out, travel all over the states and speak about on it. It happened to me and Rick and how we were just pawns in the whole drug war.
Shelly, any contact info for you? Or?
Well, anybody can email me at a very simple email address. It's called powderburns@prodigy.net. Real simple, powderburns@prodigy.net, or From the Wilderness, if you can order a book from them or from me. And also, just to say that I will be in Austin this weekend at the Crockett Convention Center at the gun show, and I'll be selling my videos and my my book there in case anybody wants to go down there.
Well, that's wonderful. Yeah, you're a fellow Texan here with us. We'll give out your contact info to get the book a little bit later.
Right, or they can also call me at 956-345-5770. 956-345-5770.
Or powderburns@prodigy.net.
Exactly.
We're going to go to break and come back with Paul Watson to give us the international view on the drug trade. But I want to go back to Gary here. I mean, he's dead now. And my gut tells me, your gut tells you, the MO tells you, Shelly, the MO tells you, Chico, that he was killed. And I know he'd been working on some new things. Any hints on what he was working on? I know that the media had been saying, oh, look, he is vindicated. What he said was true. What do you think's going on here?
Well, let me just say one thing that's real simple. You got to remember, nobody's done a documentary on Iran-Contra or the whole issue with the CIA involving drug trafficking. And maybe that's what he was trying to put together, something that was going to expose the Bush administration going back. There's a book called Firewall by Lawrence Walsh, who wrote about how they conspired and how they covered up the whole operation. So, you know, that could possibly be it, but I think that we need to have some kind of documentary out there and to really educate. You know, I'd be glad to donate my pictures and my films to that whole issue, but it's got to be done. You know, Fahrenheit 9/11, everybody went crazy, you know, the most documentary thing done.
That was nothing.
And that was nothing. And that's exactly. So now we have something that we can actually go out there and not, don't let Gary's dad be a denial to everybody else that needs to be educated or into what's really going on with the government. And
what about also trying to force the local police to have it as a murder investigation?
Well, we can do that.
I guess the people who know he'd been saying he was getting threatened and stuff should call the police and call the media and go, how dare you?
You know, I just wrote a story on a Soldier of Fortune magazine, and Felix came on and you know, his acknowledgement with how they killed Che Guevara in Bolivia. And my point is, they took him out because he was being threatened, and at the end of the day, they found out that he's an icon now. And they go out and do stuff like that. So we can't let Gary Stead just go unnoticed, and we have to do forums.
Yeah, that's the point. They turn people into martyrs.
Yeah, and we got to do something to, you know, his death not in vain and so forth, and we got to do something. We just can't let it talk about it for a while. And then
let me get a comment from Chico on that.
Okay.
No, I agree. We're going to focus on this. Chico, comments to keeping Gary's memory and work alive.
We definitely got to do something. You know, like you said, do a film about the situation. I think if the mass public know what really goes, really went on, and so these documents that Gary has, that a lot of people have, that I have, that people never seen, and just know what went on in our courtroom, when he was willing to testify, and they talk, you know, the CIA was there, and everything that's coming out right now was not allowed in me and Rick's trial when we went to court. They would not let us talk about none of the CIA involvement, even though that we have proof and documents. It was just, we went on as a regular little case. But
we got a break. We'll be right back. Gentlemen, please, both of you stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive, but it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip.
There have been several LA Times obituaries, really vicious things, going after Gary Webb. And Richard Heinberg, author of The Party's Over and Power Down, observed after reading the Times obituary, "The LA Times obit is disgusting. What's our attitude towards investigating journalism? Well, of course we try to discourage it whenever we can, but sometimes it happens anyway. Then we get especially nasty. We have to, naturally, to protect our reputation." Yeah, I loved USA Today when they said, "Jones raises allegations that Schwarzenegger's father was a Nazi." I raise allegations. That's like, I mean, that's your journalism. Yes, the allegation that the Sun came up today, the allegation that Arnold's from Austria, the allegation that Hitler is from Austria, the allegation that ducks quack, that water is wet. I mean, the media, and I read the articles they did trying to attack Webb, they were never on any information. I mean, I've interviewed the people on both ends of it. They catch CIA bringing drugs in all the time. Here in Texas, they find tractor trailers full of 3 tons of coke, and the police show up and say, let it go. They come and tell the Border Patrol, let it go. This is our shipment. That's been in the Associated Press. Sally Castillo, of course, a senior DEA officer for, 7 years in Latin America, tried to blow the whistle on all this. You're in Texas. Do you remember back in the late 90s when they had that tractor trailer of CIA coke and they made them just give it back? And it was even in the newspaper. Just, oh, we just let it go. You know, we had it for a day, but we're ordered to let it go. It was the government's.
Yeah. Absolutely, and it's still continuing. Just recently, there's a senior DEA agent that's been involved in drug trafficking for many years for the cartels in Mexico, and he sells a lot of the information to the drug traffickers' organizations. And this guy's been around for close to almost 20 years now, and nothing's ever happened to him because he's part of the apparatus that's built right outside the intelligence agency that they're continuing to finance drug trafficking.
Well, all these intelligence agencies are like twin towers. The corrupt, rotten part is a small part, but it's the top. Everybody else knows to go along, and they build right next to it, the whole system that runs parallel.
Exactly. Absolutely. And it continues to do that. And we have the involvement of the government in the cover-ups. And just recently, there were several customs agents arrested here in South Texas for their involvement in drug trafficking.
But again, they get busted because they're low-level guys
exactly. Cutting
in.
They're covering up for the main guys. I see it all the time, where the U.S. Attorney's Office will perjure themselves before a grand jury. And it's allowed. And they do this, Alex, because they know that at the end of the year, the president will pardon a lot of these individuals that work for them. George Sr. Pardoned a Pakistani drug trafficker, heroin trafficker, right before he left office.
Bill Clinton.
Yeah, everybody.
Did the same thing.
And they're all going to be pardoned.
And then George Jr. tells Dan Burton's committee, don't go after Clinton for pardoning giant coke dealers.
Yeah.
And then the media doesn't even pick up on it, showing these guys are all just puppets.
Yeah. And that's why they do all this, and they get away with it, because even if they get arrested, at the end of the day, they'll be pardoned.
Well, Sally, I'll tell you what I don't like, and Chico, I'll tell you what I don't like. We're about to bring Paul Watson in. I don't use drugs other than an occasional cerveza with my Mexican food or a glass of red wine with my Italian food. I drink one cup of coffee in the morning. I mean, that's the extent of my drug use. But I've many times had the police pull me over, ask to search my car, and I tell them no, and they act like I'm evil and go, what do you got to hide? I go, it's called the Fourth Amendment, bro. Don't you want your kids to grow up in a free country? And I'll start giving them a speech. Don't you know your bosses bring the drugs in? You know, they're just, and by making drugs illegal, it puts the profit in it and brings the gangs in and criminalizes our society and drives the crime wave.
Absolutely. That's what I try to teach some of my kids at the high school on criminal justice. I teach them that, racial profiling is alive and well in Texas, all over the country. And you lost your Fourth Amendment right and profiling.
Well, it's true. I've seen it. They really, on average, and I'll see a black cop doing it to a black guy, a Mexican cop doing it to a Mexican.
Exactly.
I mean, but it's like we're allowed to be even meaner to the minorities, but I'm a white guy, man, with blonde hair and blue eyes, and they're pretty mean to me.
Yep.
I mean, what is this? Chico, any comments?
To me, I got stopped every time I turned a corner, so, So I just thought it was things that went on all around the country.
Well, a lot of people are going to get upset when they put in these new national ID card systems that passed last week. They're going to have hardened checkpoints on the road where they search your cars like the airport.
Is that a fact?
No, they're doing that already. They're doing it here in Texas by Department of Public Safety. They're profiling everybody. One of the first questions they'll ask you is, for example, they'll stop the driver and get him off, and then they'll go ask the passenger, where was the last time you filled up about your car? Now, where are you coming from? Where are you going? What are you taking? And I taught my kids that once you get stopped and you say no to the search, and they say, well, I'm going to do that, or I'm going to bring the dog for probable cause.
Bring the dog!
And then what my kids will do, they'll dial 911
because
it's recorded, and you have an illegal search, a violation of your constitutional rights.
Also,
and it's recorded.
Again, when they say, what do you have to hide? You need to tell them, look, my Fourth Amendment, would you like being pulled over and searched like this. And people that I know go, well, I'll let them search because they don't have any drugs. Folks, that's the point. Because you haven't done anything wrong, make them get a dog. But listen, here's the thing. Here's the deal. People are going to jail in Round Rock, Texas for not returning, a week late, a videotape to Blockbuster Hollywood Video. I have Associated Press articles where somebody moves and forgets to return a library book. When they come back to town later and get arrested, they're charging him. Folks, I know Korean War veterans. I know an old man, 75 years old, no criminal record, driving back from the South Texas fishing at the coast. And they said, mind if I search your car? And he said, sure. They arrested him for a filleting knife. Now, they'll arrest old men, folks, with vet stickers. Okay? They'll arrest old men with vet stickers for having a filleting knife in their car. They'll arrest people who I have friends. One guy's like 45 years old, owns his own company, with the lawnmowers and trimming yards. They arrested one of the members of his crew because there was a machete in the back. Folks, you use a machete when you're clearing brush in somebody's backyard. It was in there with the lawnmowers and everything. My point is, it's like New York arresting somebody because the tip wasn't 20%. That was New York Daily News. Arresting people because they finish a candy bar before they get on the subway. They said they chewed aggressively. Sally, are you seeing this system where everything's a crime?
It's funny. Here in Texas, you can drive around your truck with an AK-47 and it's not illegal. Imagine that? But yet a knife or whatever they want to come out with that, they can charge you with. And it's all up to them. And that's why you never give permission for them to search, no matter what. Never give permission.
Because then if they do it without a warrant and they get the knife, then you're going to have a defense in court.
Exactly. And see, once you target those police officers for doing, they have a tail, what we call a cola, which means this guy has been involved in a lot of civil rights violations. And I think people will start listening to him, or you get a civil rights attorney. You just file on them, and that's exactly what happened just recently, a couple of days ago, when the police officers ran sting operations on 18-wheelers, and they violated the guy. They beat him up, and then they let him go. And so, it is continuing to happen, and we need to put a stop to it.
Here's another example. I know old people. Again, the reason I bring up the old people is because it's an old lady. And they got $4,000 cash in their purse. No drugs. Cops go ahead and take it. That's mainstream news.
Oh, yeah.
We've got cases where the old man or old lady has their, they sell it at all the grocery stores, a little pill box where you take the pills you need and you put them for the day in there when you go on a day trip. They're arresting people for having their pills out of their pill bottles.
Yeah.
And again, I know we've kind of diverged, but this is what this whole drug war is about. I want to bring Paul Watson up from England. Paul, they've got the drug war over there. I know you've covered what happened here in Texas. Tulia, Texas, 50-something black people, no criminal record, no drugs found. They just come arrest them and put them in the local prison owned by the local town fathers.
Well, and you know what, Alex? It's still continuing. There's two other cases I'm working on, task force cases. They're continuing to do the same thing. They're taking the money. They're, instead of taking the guys to the police department, they take it out to a little ranch, a little barn, just slap them around and try to get them to confess where the money's at, and then they let them go. Can you imagine that? The task forces, that's why they need to be disbanded, and it doesn't work. It has never worked, and it's all it does is corrupt everybody.
You're talking about multi-jurisdictional task forces.
Exactly.
Paul Watson comments along these lines.
Yeah, well, you mentioned the drug situation in England. Before the war in Afghanistan, Tony Blair publicly stated, "We will bomb the poppy fields," and look at what's happened since the
record
invasion
level
of Afghanistan. Yeah, and that represents one third of the entire world's drug trade, that Afghan Golden Crescent, $200 billion or more. And so now the reports are, record levels of heroin and opium on the streets of London. And Tony Blair promised us that he would bomb the poppy fields. So they're bringing this system in, which ties in with exactly the same kind of police state measures that are being introduced in this country as they are in America, things like the ID card and internal checkpoints. So it's the same system being introduced at the same time.
We've been covering the obvious murder, and I'll say it. It should be a homicide investigation of Gary Webb. Some incredible revelations, Paul, listening to the last hour. Do you have any questions for Chico Brown or for Sally Castillo concerning this murder?
Well, my thoughts on it, as you mentioned before, are the media complicity in the reporting of the death. You know, aside from the fact that so-called suicide related to the Bush crime family, the odds, or, you know, akin to winning the lottery jackpot twice with two tickets. The media have been complicit in that they calmly reported the cause of death, and they've now since amended a lot of the articles to try and hide this. The shotgun wounds, that's wounds plural, to the face. Now, number one, if you shoot yourself in the face, you're not going to be in, you know, any kind of state to pull the trigger again.
That's right. The original article said wounds. Were you able to save that?
Well, there's still some up there that still say wounds. They've changed most of the others.
That's what I'm asking. We were able to save that before. We catch them a lot going back and editing.
Well, exactly. And again,
they don't retract it and say they were wrong. They just take it out. Let me get a comment from Selly on that. Selly?
Absolutely right. They're not smart enough to try to keep it glued together, and they end up making up mistakes. And that's what it is. When you lie about something, you forget about what you said in the past. And, you know, if it was the truth, then it would have been, it would be a solid case on it. But, you know, they do that a lot, and that's where we pick up the bits and pieces to know that these people are lying to us.
Chico Brown, what do you think about, that's a good point Paul brought up. First it's wounds, and now they're going back and trying to change it.
Yes, as the article I read, it said apparent gunshot wounds to the face, and that's the same thing I said.
Yeah.
Wounds. So he got
wounds.
Shot twice.
Yeah. Well, that's like two shotgun wounds in the back of the head. It's impossible to shoot yourself twice in the head with a shotgun.
There's also a very similar case that happened a few years ago at El Toro, where that colonel up there was trying to was getting ready to blow the whistle on the government's drug trafficking.
That's right. It's a military base. Tell us about it.
Marine colonel that was shot in the back, and he also committed suicide, according to the military.
How do cops come and stand over a dead colonel who stood up against drug dealing and see him shot in the back and go, well, we don't want this to happen to us because we're little cowards.
Yeah.
Let's just shut up.
Exactly.
Well, none of us are safe when we have that attitude. We've all got to stand up. Paul Watson?
Well, yeah, that's another one of the aspects to this. There's been this argument of, you know, why kill him now after all his great reporting has already come out? Obviously, as you've been talking about, he had new information that he was working on, which was on the way. And, you know, it would have been easier to get rid of him now, but, you know, in a time when he was out of the spotlight, rather than later on when he's back in the spotlight. But also, you know, it's a fair assumption to make that this is also an extreme show of brute intimidation to anyone else out there with the same kind of sensitive information, whether that be related to the CIA drugs issue or any other issue.
Yeah.
Keep your mouth shut, or there'll be consequences.
Yes, because now they're going to be taking steps to do things that have been done before covertly, but now it's not going to be covertly. They're just going to go out there outright and just do whatever the heck they want to do. And if anybody wants to complain about it or whatever, then that's a sign. Here he is. We got the Gary Webb kill. If that's what you want happen to you or to your family, try to stop us. And that's what's going to happen. They're going to come after anybody who goes against them.
I'm going to do something, and I know that I'm going to let, unless he wants to stay with us, and he's welcome to, Chico go here in a few minutes. We've taken so much of his time. But yeah. I want to try to keep Selly a little bit into the next hour if he can do it. I know he's busy as well. But regardless, I want to keep the lines open here for only police officers or retired police officers or retired or current intelligence people who want to call in and try to refute this or add to it. Call in, with your experiences or what you've witnessed. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. But Selly, you raised this earlier. All they do is turn people into icons they kill. If we remember them and talk about them.
Exactly.
And that's something that has to be done here with Gary Webb. I mean, if they kill me or they kill you, and we're on record saying we're not going to commit suicide, I expect people to keep the memory alive and to use it against the New World Order.
And we got to go different. You know, we need to go to the universities and lecture to them about what happened to Gary Webb, because those are going to be the leaders of our country one day.
Yeah.
Or people that we really need to go out, you know, grassroots individuals that need to be educated in a, you know, I'm part of a group called People for Peace and Justice now, and there are a whole bunch of young kids. And when you talk to them about the CIA and then the involvement in atrocities, training the death squads and so forth, that's what's going on in Colombia right now. See, and they're not aware of those situations, and we need to educate them, bring them up to par on the whole issues of what our government is doing.
Chico, yeah. Anything else in closing you want to add? I want to thank you for coming on with us.
You're right. People got to just stand up. You know, we all in this position where at any time something can happen, but that's not changing my mind and my thoughts of what Gary believes and what I believe in, and, you know, and that's the truth of what happened in today's society for us, especially drug trade and how the government was involved. You know, like you said, we on record, so whatever, you know, if something happened to me, and I didn't kill myself, that's for sure.
All right. Well, keep up the good work with the Youth Center there in Los Angeles, and give us that website one more time.
It's APCH.org. You can email, my email address is chico@APCH.org.
All right. Chico Brown, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Thanks for your courage. Right. We'll come back with Sally Castillo and Paul Watson and some of your calls. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com. To some of my websites. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right. Vietnam, highly decorated sniper, head of the DEA anti-drug operations in Latin America, who sat there, he can tell you, eyewitness to CIA drug trade. Here he is, eyewitness. And there's just scores of these men. He's one of the most prominent. One of the most high-ranking. And he'll be with us into the next hour with Paul Watson. And we got Ed in California, who we'll go to here in a minute, who said he was a dispatcher and was asked to cover stuff up. So that's who we're asking to call in today. Starting the drug trade or other government cover-ups, if you're a police officer or worked in law enforcement and have seen this, want to just make a comment or two on the subject. Before we go back to Selly and Paul Watson, just briefly, I've made 11 films. They're all over 2 hours long. Well, the newest one's 115 minutes long. A little under 2 hours, but all the others are over 2 hours. American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 04. And it just shows how it was all staged. And it gets into the Bohemian Grove and Skull and Bones and the 9/11 and the police state. It's a great video. Buy one copy for $19.95. Each additional copy to give us a gift is $5.95. We're only doing this deal for another week, folks. Another week. That's it. Until next Monday. That's the deal. That's the special. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. $24.95, almost 3 hours long. Each additional copy, $5.95. We got a 9/11 special, four 9/11 films, and a book for $59.95, a $53 discount. Take advantage of that. If you already have some of those books or videos, buy the package, give them as gifts. We ship it out UPS. If you get it in the next few days, we should get it to you well before Christmas. The toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. They can answer questions there as well. 1-888-253-3139 or InfoWars.com. You can order via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart, watch clips, read about the different specials we're offering at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're online, you can watch all 11 of my films, dozens of other great documentaries, my book, Paul Watson's book online, weekly TV reports, audio reports, 15 cents a day. The average price is like $7 for an ebook online. Two ebooks. 11 films. It goes on and on and on. PrisonPlanet.tv. Selly Castillo, Paul Watson. Selly and Paul, let's go to Ed in California. Ed, you say you've got some interesting inside dirt for us. Tell us about it.
What am I doing? Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah. I worked for a small agency in Tucson years ago, and the reason I would never be able to serve on a jury is something that I had jury duty a couple times. I tell them right off the bat that I've witnessed this before, where I was responsible for typing up the blotter, and I know good and well what happened out in the field because I was in radio contact and I followed the sequence of events that would happen in a certain arrest or this or that. And then the officers got back to the station, and I'm sort of under their, as part of the job, I'm under their authority, so I...
Well, that's just classic. His cell phone cut out. Are you there?
Yeah. I was going to say that.
Yeah. Well, Ed, call right back in. But yeah, even telling the dispatchers, falsify reports. Selly?
Yes, sir.
You ever heard of dispatchers falsifying reports?
Oh, absolutely. You know, but one of the things that now it's computerized, especially on 911s, everything's recorded. So
but then they always claim it malfunctioned.
Yeah, well, see, that's the other thing, yeah, or the camera wasn't working or so forth, or the surveillance camera. Yeah, but they do that all the time, and that's how they're able to get away with it.
But how do they get so many people to be corrupt? Just it's normal now?
Well, it's normal, see, and everybody's cocky about it. Now they're so blunt about doing what they're doing because they feel that they're protected.
And also a lot of these TV shows, these dramas, the cops do bad things on those shows, but they're still good. So cops watch that, and that's kind of like a moral comforter.
Exactly. It's letting you know it's okay for you to do it, you know.
Paul Watson, comments?
Well, yeah, I mean, they put all these CCTV cameras up to protect us, but whenever they catch something which the government doesn't want you to find out about, they mysteriously malfunction on every occasion.
Huh. Now, come on. The government's good. We should trust them. We'll be right back.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time.
But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got to get this interview up on the web, the audio of it. We will. We've also got to get a transcript of it. And coming up either later this hour or tomorrow, we'll be able to play the Freeway Ricky Ross interview that Kevin Booth did with him. Of course, we're talking about Gary Webb, shotgun in the face. The report first was multiple shotgunnings, but now they're not retracting it. They're just removing it. And again, he was the big preeminent mainstream media reporter, journalist who had exposed government complicity in the drug trade with the CIA. Ricky Ross was one of the main CIA dealers there in California, and he learned from this office, basically. We're making a drug war film last night from Kevin Booth that Gary Webb had died, and he said, oh man, he told me there were people at his house. People, you know, with special forces style would shimmy down the drain pipe and run off. And we talked to Chico Brown. Gary Webb had told him he'd been getting a lot of death threats. This is just over the years. He'd been being followed recently. And he's dead. Committed suicide, supposedly. No investigation. And you're a former law enforcement officer, Shelly Castillo, the head of the DEA for Latin America. I mean, I would investigate this as a murder investigation. Isn't it a no-brainer?
Exactly. You know, it's common sense will tell you you need to do what you got to do and do it right. But when you've got people pressuring you from the chief of police or to anybody else to do the right, to do what they're asking you to do. And I remember a guy in Washington, D.C., came all the way from Washington to Salvador to tell me to use the word alleged because there was no proof that the CIA was involved in drug trafficking. And I mean, he came all the way down here to try to tell me how to do my job, and you know, that was uncalled for. And that's when I started to document, you know, everything that I could, and especially his you know, I got him documented a time and date when he came up and told me to use the word alleged.
Paul Watson, I mean, there's no way to deny that you put men with covert powers in around hundreds of billions of dollars, and it isn't going to become corrupt overnight, but this system was corrupt to begin with, Paul.
Well, that's exactly the case. The point you mentioned about, you know, why no investigation. I mean, here in this country, it's legally imperative that there is a public inquest on anyone's death where the cause of death isn't totally clear, you know, clear-cut with witnesses. So I don't. That should play out in America, but obviously with these high-profile cases, they don't do that. Going back to the gunshot wounds, I've got two separate AP reports. The first one, which was posted, you know, on a local news channel affiliate website, which, you know, they get them posted within minutes of their release, says gunshot wounds. The second AP article, which was reposted in the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, say single gunshot wound. And then the guy that put up the obituary for one of the big newspapers, I'm still trying to confirm which newspaper it was, But he said that the coroner told him that Webb had multiple gunshot wounds. So that's, you can't argue that that's just a, you know, a difference in grammar between wound and wounds. It's clear that he had multiple wounds, is what the journalist who put up the obituary for one of the newspapers
said. Now, to be clear, a shotgun, unless it's shooting slug, shoots out multiple pellets. But we're going to try to find out what's happening here. But clearly, coroners and police know what two different shotgun wounds look like. Just amazing. But bottom line, because of his line of work and what he was into, it should be investigated. And then you look at him saying he was being threatened. Sally, what does your gut tell you about what the cause of death was? I mean, suicide or murder for Gary Webb?
You know, I think they actually came up to him and, you know, they told him, you know, today's payback day, Gary, and this was going to happen, and you're going to be here. You're going to be here.
Stay there. Let's hear it on the other side.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gary Webb, Pulitzer Prize winning author of the Dark Alliance series and the San Jose Mercury News. Everything totally documented, CIA drug trafficking into this country. We talked to Freeway Ricky Ross's, the big CIA dealer. We talked to his co-defendant, Chico Brown, in the last hour. We're talking to Sully Castillo. He, of course, the senior DEA agent for almost 7 years in Latin America, publicly saw the government dealing the drugs, bringing them in, fueling the drug planes. And, Sally, before we went to that break, you were start over again. I mean, clearly, you've studied this. You were a sniper yourself in Vietnam. But clearly you know how these globalist criminals work. When they went into his dark house, I asked, do you think they clearly killed him? I mean, the evidence is there. He said he was being had been death threatened, had people, you know, shimmying down the pole, down the water pipe coming down from upstairs several times when he come home, recently being followed by cars. And please continue, start over and tell us how you think it went.
Well, I think that you know my theory behind it. I think that happens all the time, but I think that Gary was working on something huge, and I think what he might have been working on is just my guess now. I think he was working on Carlos Slater's case. Carlos, there was a lady called Baca.
Well, you told people that he was working on something new and big.
Yeah, and I think that's what it was. Carl Baca was the lady that started, in his book, that initiated the whole case on Dark Alliance. Well, at the end of the day, we found out that she was married to Carlos Slater. And Carlos Slater was the biggest drug trafficker ever extradited to the U.S. He was the co-founder of the Medellin cartel. And he was supposed to be coming into the U.S. to do life without the possibility of parole. And he's been out of prison for several years after he testified against Noriega. And he's worked for the CIA for since then. So he's been up and about doing his business with the CIA. And I think that maybe Gary, you know, maybe that was the story that he was working on. I don't know. I'm not sure. But
before the break, you described how they like to do it. I mean, you know, describing how this may have gone down as he... that night in his home.
Yeah, well, you know, we talk about, you know, the colonel and El Toro, the same thing, with a shotgun, same M.O., allegedly committed suicide. And they do that all the time. They find these freelancers. They go out there and they go out and they kill people for the agency or use people from the agency. And they're all law enforcement or military guys that actually believe that they can go out there and do that and get away with it, and they do it most of the times.
But before the break, you were describing how a lot of times this goes down, that they probably talked to him beforehand. Can you describe that for us?
Oh yeah, well, on that issue is they probably came up to him and they like to tell you why they're going to do you, and I remember seeing that in Salvador and in Guatemala. They go, you know what? Today's payback day, where all the do that shit that you've done, and you're going to go down, and it's up to you to go, you go easy or you go hard, so it's up to you, and what do you got, and, it's like I remember a CIA guy telling the guy before he killed him in Salvador.
Sally, I understand you're doing this for documentary purposes, just we have a lot of children listening, but please be careful with any language.
Okay.
I understand this is a murder we're talking about, and it's pretty obvious. But, yeah, that's what I've always read. I mean, I wasn't a law enforcement head of Latin America for the DEA like you were, and I don't have all this experience. I wasn't a sniper in Vietnam.
Yeah.
But just from the criminology I've read and what I've seen, the people I've talked to, that this is how they like to do it. You walk in, and they hit you with a taser. You wake up in the chair, and they say, we're about to kill you for what you've done.
Yeah, and they tell you it's up to you how you want to die. You want to die slow or you want to die fast? But you are going to die. But we need to know this, we need to know that. And, can you just imagine sitting there figuring that it's the last few minutes of your life and then they do you the way they do them with a shotgun. And it's devastating, but that's the way they've worked. That's the way they've done most of the operations that I saw them do.
And I know it's painful for you to talk about because you were friends.
Right. And the thing about it, I kept telling them, what you guys are doing is completely wrong. I mean, it's illegal and so forth, and says, we've been, but it's never going to stop us, and this is the way we do business. And this
so
is
you would talk to these people when you were down there?
Oh, absolutely, agents. And I would actually just walk out of the room, and because I remember one guy that said, if you tell us, we'll let you survive. And after the guy finished spilling the beans, he says, now you're going to die. So wait a minute, you said I was going to live. He says, no, we decided that you're a coward. And that, and the guy was pleading for his life because he had a family and so forth and this and that, and they whacked him. Simple as that.
Well, I know this. Just a little advice to those out there. I'm going to fight. People can be guaranteed of that, man. Come to my house, somebody's aiming a shotgun at me.
Yeah, you try to take a couple with you, and it'd be fine if you do, and fine if you don't. And the thing about it is that I think, Alex, that we're at the point that we've made our peace with whoever we have to make our peace with, and everything else is gravy. You know, if you talk, they will come, and they will come. But it's just a matter of time and when they're going to be doing that. But
as more people stand up, as millions of people speak out, they can't get everybody.
Well, exactly. And that's what's going to happen. People are going to finally realize that it's going to be one of their kids. And then they're going to try to say, well, let's do this and let's do that. And it always happens that way. History will show that people will not get involved. You know, it happened with Hitler. Remember Hitler? You know, they all knew he was doing it, and they let him do it and got away with it. And then they've created this monster that they couldn't destroy.
Well, let me try to bring Paul Watson in. Let me try to go over that psychology. I've found they normally don't just kill you unless it's organized crime separate from the government for revenge. It's normally because you've got a piece of evidence that is source material, original source research, that will burn them. Then they'll kill you. They'll have a plane bomb your house and say your gas main went off. I mean, they'll do whatever it takes. And so many people that have information creep around with it and then do end up getting killed. And it looks to me from the sources I've talked to that Gary was working on something new and big, and that's probably why they killed him. Do you think from your gut level they killed him for revenge as payback or because he was working on something new? Sally?
Yeah. No, I think it was both. He was working on something new. There's no doubt about that because Gary would be not about to give up. And secondly, that it's revenge because he's been a pain in the ass for them for so long with the CIA and their involvement in drug trafficking. And because drugs is still a big issue in America, he would be the one that really start something to restart the whole issue again. And we saw with Afghanistan now with more drugs coming in. And Colombia, let's not forget Colombia, man. Plant Colombia is devastating. It's killing a lot of the... Latinos down there, people are really getting hurt on the drug issue, and we have a paramilitary. They're training those people down in Iraq to go to Salvador. I mean, to go to Colombia and start those same operations. The same blueprints they used in Guatemala that they used in Vietnam are going to be used in Colombia. So that's what's going to happen.
And then it gives them a bigger army of sociopathic killers.
Exactly. And they have their people that go out there and kill people, and that's exactly how they work. You know, they'll talk to you real nice, and then, you know, they'll convince you that, you know, you are going to die today, and how you're going to die is going to be up to you. And that's exactly, I think, that what happened to Gary. They went in there, and they sent him down, and they says, look, you know, it's payback time, and number two, what do you got? So, you know, it was a little bit of both, in my opinion.
And so they put the screws to him.
Yeah.
If he won't talk, and they just kill him if he will. But and then again, people can have knife wounds and shock wounds and be blackened head from toe, and you can have photos of it, and they'll say on the news, yeah, it was suicide.
And the worst scenario is this. They get caught, for example, doing what they did. They get arrested. They get sentenced, knowing the fact that when the president leaves, he's going to pardon them.
Paul Watson, I appreciate you holding during this. Anything you want to add to what Sally's been saying?
Well, yeah, talking about the criminology, and this is the same case, I believe, with the so-called suicide of David Kelly. It's almost a case that they want to be caught, which is why they do such a shoddy job in covering up the murder, because it works on two levels. On one level, they put out the story that it was suicide and, you know, bully the police and the paramedics into towing that line. So that story goes out there, placates the general public. Then underneath that, there's all this evidence that it was a shoddy job, which is, you know, what happened with the Kelly murder.
Yeah, go over that. I mean, the police show up and guys in black uniforms run off. There's no blood at the scene. The paramedics say that. The pills aren't digested in his stomach. He told people they're going to kill me and put me in the woods.
Yeah, and this again came out 2 days ago, and just with this web situation, there was a canned media response, which was, oh, the poor family, surely they just want to move on from all this. And if the family knew 5% of the evidence, which they obviously do, against the suicide theory, then they'd want a full public inquest, and not the Hutton whitewash, which, you know, Blair said he knew the result of before it even started. Michael Shrimpton, the government barrister who was on your broadcast, said the same thing, that he was murdered, that certain elements of MI5 were unhappy about it.
He has that from MI5.
And as you mentioned, the simple fact is it takes at least 12 to 24 hours, if not days, to die from slitting your wrists, even if you cut through a major artery. And obviously, with the crime scene evidence, there were only spots of blood at the scene where there should have been 5 pints or more. And then, as you said, the men in black jumpsuits and army fatigues around the body, the special police units before the paramedics got there. As the paramedics said, they find bodies out there on a monthly basis, but in no other instance was there this massive police and army presence.
Yes, we'll be back. Stay with us.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives, or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., full color photographs, 550 high resolution full color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
One of America's greatest patriots, Patrick Henry, said, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was Patrick Henry who forced the Bill of Rights to be added to the Constitution, your unalienable or unchangeable right to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, or the right to own a gun. There are certain movements underway to strip you of these unalienable, unchangeable rights today. To help you grasp the loss of these freedoms, we'll send you absolutely free a 1-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8255. 800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. It's absolutely free. Operators are standing by to assist you. Just call right now.
I was talking to Shelly during the break, and I don't want to embarrass you, Shelly, but I mean, you're almost breaking down over this. I know you were friends with Gary Webb, and I appreciate your courage in Vietnam as a sniper, highly decorated. I appreciate your courage down there in the drug war for almost 7 years as the head of the DEA in Latin America. I appreciate you having the courage to come on this broadcast, and we've talked about how you come in your house and they've broken in there, and you've gone through a lot, and Gary told folks he was being followed and harassed and death-threatened, and then to watch the media cover this up. But we can get the truth out. We can educate the people, and we can explain to the young people, don't use drugs. They're not cool. The government ships them in, and that seems to be a good way to get kids to not ever use drugs, to see it as a trap, not as something that's cool. How do folks get your book, Powder Burns? I know people can get it directly from you. How do they do that?
Well, just email me at powderburns@prodigy.net. Or you can actually call me, and I'll get an address from you. And the number is 956-345-5770.
And that's powderburns@prodigy.net.
Right. And the number is 956-345-5770.
Well, Shelly, I think that Gary Webb at 49, survived by children and his wife. I think that he's had a good, full life, and I think God was smiling down on him when these sickos obviously killed him, and I think that he's been brought into heaven and is going to be rewarded. He certainly was a good person.
Yes, that's the very, very sad thing about it. He was a good person, and all he wanted to do was do the right thing, and even though he stepped some people's toes, and he, that's, you know, that's kind of individual that he was doing the righteous thing.
Well, if we had more people like him, we wouldn't be so enslaved right now.
Exactly, and once again, education is the key to this whole issue. You know, educate the public, educate the kids, and once you do that, then you might get a momentum going, and hopefully things will change. My one last thing I want to say is that I'll be in Austin at the gun show this weekend in case somebody wants to come by and pick up a video or a book.
And that's at the Crockett Center?
That's correct, sir.
All right. I may have been out of town, but I may be back by then. I may see you on Sunday.
Okay.
Drop by. Paul Watson, we got a few minutes left here, and we're going to keep Paul into the final segment, get into some other news.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you for staying with us here right at the end of this segment, just a few more minutes, Sally.
Okay.
Paul Watson, these evil people that enjoy doing this, I think it backfires on them. From your studies of these type of assassinations, does it work for them?
Well, it hasn't worked with David Kelly. But again, maybe that goes back to the point that they almost want to be caught. One thing which you could pursue with Gary Webb, it'd probably be difficult at the moment, but with Kelly, they got the emails from him. Kelly was killed on the Thursday night. They found his body Friday morning. Later on, the emails came out which Kelly had sent with him saying, quote, "This should all blow over by early next week," and he was talking about the investigations into the Iraqi WMD. "This should all blow over by early next week when I go back to Iraq." And he sent that email on the Monday, Tuesday before he was killed.
The strongest evidence is him telling other weapons inspectors, "If I don't shut up, I'll be found dead in the woods."
Yeah, exactly. But that email proves that he was in no mindset to kill himself. I mean, he also said he was looking forward to his daughter's wedding later on that month. So, I mean, if anyone close to Gary Webb can, you know, who communicated with him by email, can get those emails, then that's a major line of investigation.
Shelley?
Yep, that's right. And that's what we need to do. A lot of people will say, well, this will blow over and so forth, and that's why we have to continue to fight for his cause and our cause and not let people forget about what happened to him. And, there's the signs are there, you know. I will tell you today, I will never commit suicide, but it doesn't mean I'll get hit on with an accident and with an 18-wheeler and, you know, just blow me away or things like that. There's always accidents waiting to happen.
Or a heart attack.
A heart attack, exactly. And you know, they'll say, well, you know, he had a history of high blood pressure and so forth, and you know, records will indicate that, and but they won't tell you that there's medication that you can take covertly and kill you. Give you a massive heart attack. But it does happen, and once you make statements like that, then they'll go to Plan B.
You know, the guys that do this, though, that go around killing good people that stand up for the little folks, they've got to have a hellish world. I mean, when I do something bad in my life, it always comes back on me. Shelly, you reap what you sow. I wouldn't want to be between God and these evil globalists.
Yeah. Well, they get in denial, deniability, and that they actually think that they're doing something for the government that they can be proud of.
Yeah. Shelly, take care, my friend.
Thank you, sir, for
we'll
having
see you. We'll be back with Paul Watson.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used HemTab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered HemTab online, and soon after taking HemTab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem-miracle, we call it. Thanks, HemTab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. HemTab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling HemTab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit HemTab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or HemTab.com.
HemTab, the effective alternative.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul tastes like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWox Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWox International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWox Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWox Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. That's BioWox.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWox family of products.
We're going to go back to Paul Watson here in a few minutes. Then we'll go to John and Rick and William and Jim and Bill. That's all the calls we'll have time for. And boy, Shelly was almost breaking down during a break. I was talking to him because he was friends with Gary Webb. But just such a sad story. You know, the least you can do is just get informed and inform others. And Shelly's got to be concerned. I mean, he's as prominent as Gary Webb is. I mean, he's got photos of these CIA guys and all their names, and he saw them dealing the drugs. I mean, it's like Terry Reed saw them unloading the cocaine up in MENA. The Bushes and Clinton in business. And so you tell somebody that, they go, that's not true. Oh, why does George Bush protect Bill Clinton? Block Dan Burton's committee. It's the same thing. It's so sick. And they laugh at us that we're so naive and dumb, and they arrest your children and put them in prison for drugs when they brought them in to begin with. It's so evil, folks. And then you look at the big private prison companies, they're the same ones that are owned by the big families that we know are the biggest drug dealers. I mean, they got quite a system set up. I don't know how police can go out and do their job. Triple the heroin, double the cocaine on the streets than there was 10 years ago. Drug war bigger than ever. Yeah, you've done a great job ruining this country. Getting a lot of cops killed, a lot of citizens killed. The junkies want the drugs because they're so expensive. 9 out of 10 robberies, drug-related. You've caused it all. It's meant to break this country down. Great job. We'll go to Paul Watson here in just a moment. But Debbie Morrow, New Millennium Concepts, high-quality water purification systems made right here in America. Got some holiday specials. You still got time to ship it to you. UPS, call her right now and give your family, your friends, your neighbors a Black Berkey system, the Berkey Light system. Excellent. Cuts all the garbage out. These other knockoff filters do nothing. They just take out some of the bad taste. Then she's got the water bottles. When you buy $5 or $20 a piece at a camping supply store, they're $35, $40. These are high-quality elements. They got potassium iodate in case there's a radiological event. They got sheltering in place, a DVD and video about how to make your home a shelter. Give Debbie a call. Debbie, good to have you on with us.
Hi, Alex. Thank you very much for having me. It's good to be here.
Thank you.
We really want to encourage people to buy Berkey water filters for their loved ones during this Christmas season.
I can't do it. They're not made in China.
Oh, I know. What can you say? You know, well, I'll pretend. Anything to do to get good, healthy water into the hands of the American people. You know, I really cannot emphasize enough to you, Alex, how really important it is to take your responsibility for your own physical welfare. And by drinking good, clean water, you're doing that. Our bodies are made up of over 70% of water, and it's just imperative that you get the chemicals out and put in the good minerals and
folks,
the good water.
It would take 10 hours to go over what's in the water. I mean, literally, herbicides, pesticides, dead bacteria, chemicals, MBTE, heavy metals, mercury. It goes on and on and on. I drink purified water. I have given Berkey's as gifts. It is now time for you to take action and get the Black Berkey element. It's a new standard. I mean, a knockoff from India costs as much as these do.
That's right. And the thing is, when you're purifying your water, when you're using the Berkey purification elements, the Black purification elements, not only are you purifying your water, but it's also much more economical than buying bottled water. It is very cost-effective.
It does tens of thousands of gallons, and you'll make your money back in a couple months what you spent on bottled water. Plus, bottled water, just type in bottled water not safe into a search engine. Study finds bottled water not safe, or studies find dangers of bottled water, all this mainstream news, where bottled water's killed people in the U.S., Give Debbie a call right now. The phone's busy. Leave your name and number. She'll call you right back. 1-888-803-4438. And they got deals where you get 2 free gifts if you get the Berkey Light with the lights, 1 free gift if you get it, a bunch of other specials. 1-888-803-4438 or berkeywater.com. The specials are up there. Just tell them it's an Alex Jones special and put in the comment section what free gift you want. 888-803-4438. Anything else, Debbie?
Well, we're working really hard to try and get everybody their filters before Christmas. So we do want to, you know, make it imperative that people give us a call and leave a good daytime and nighttime number, because I am calling people back at night so that we can be sure to get your orders in and get those presents out to everybody for the holidays.
And, again, you ship it out UPS Ground. So about a day to process the order, and then what, it takes 3 days for UPS Ground?
Usually, it depends on where in the country it is. We ship out of Colorado, so, you know, some places like New York, New Jersey are 5 days. We'll be sure to work all that out when we talk to the customers. So we do have special holiday, special holiday specials that people who are buying multiple systems as gifts. So call me and ask me about that. And, you know, it does help support your airtime. And so let's just get busy shipping out these orders.
I heard it described as a win-win-win. It's That's made right. in America. You support an American company. You get good, clean water. And you support our global shortwave outreach. It is a great deal. Debbie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Alex. Take care.
You bet. Give her a call, 888-803-4438. Don't procrastinate, folks. I mean, I don't have a magic cream or something for you or a magic machine that'll make you live forever. But I do have books and videos and water filters and stuff like that. Real stuff. Paul Watson, I want to thank you for riding shotgun with us and holding through all these guests and people. I want to go to John and Rick and Jim and Bill and William and others. But right now, for folks that just joined us, any other important news you want to talk about, things that are happening globally?
Yeah, the global news is the geopolitical situation, and that is that China and Russia have just announced their first joint war games. And the two countries are basically following the exact same course as the U.S. is being led down, which is preemptive imperial action abroad and, you know, police state measures at home. And in the past, we've seen that these kind of war games conducted by both China and Russia have been designed around repelling against an attack by the U.S., which is no surprise because the neocons don't hide the fact that no matter how large the country is, anybody's a target. In their own recent policy documents and these speeches at the Jerusalem summit, they again listed France as a military enemy. And in fact, William Crystal, from the reports that he wrote that we posted on the website, is now encouraging the US to invade South Korea, that's South Korea, not North Korea, under the justification that they're secretly working with the North Koreans in allowing them to advance their nuke program. So in the face of this, it's no surprise that Russia and China are bonding. And the man with the soul of love, Mr. Pooty Poot, as Bush calls him, Vladimir Putin, came
out. By the way, that's true. He calls him Pooty Poot.
Yeah, at the ranch, that's his pet name.
That's nicer than my nickname for you, Waddy Watt.
But Putin came out publicly in the past few days and said that U.S. was a dictatorship for interfering in the Ukraine situation. So now Richard Pearl...
We have a chilling of the love fest.
Chilling of the love fest. And so Pearl and people within the White House are beginning to question whether Russia should be seen as an enemy again. But the overriding factor is that, you know, the neocons can't really have any complaints because what's happening in the U.S. internally is almost as bad as Russia and China. Putin just abolished the elections of regional governors by popular vote. How different is that from the growth of federalization, the growth of government in the U.S. since
regional
Bush
governors
in.
Will keep the systems in line. Fear! Oh, boy.
And China just arrested another group of intellectuals for criticizing the government. So how much different is that from the artist who was also almost arrested for creating the picture, the Bush face, made out of monkeys, you know, and they shut the entire art exhibit down in New York.
Yeah, and I saw the picture. It was no big deal. Bush's face made up of a bunch of images of monkeys, and then they shut the art exhibit down, and we may arrest you. You talked about the great leader. Oh, my.
Well, it's just like high school students who get arrested for having T-shirts of Bush on them saying, not my president, and they actually bring the police in and arrest them. But then again, that's nothing compared to, you know, the 10-year-old girl who was arrested for bringing a pair of scissors into school.
She pulled her scissors out during the craft time when they had their other little scissors and was cutting, and they had to arrest her, just as dangerous as you.
So again, they're both following the same policies internally and geopolitically. But it seems that they're, you know, following the same road but going in different directions. So it seems that some organized chaos later on down the road is in the pipeline to create this global horror that the globalists need to put
the
new world order.
After the next big terror attack, the draft comes and the real war starts.
the real wars, which will require, for North Korea, it was 600,000 troops. So, I mean, all the people who speak out against this draft saying there's no way they need a draft. They've got plenty of reserves, plenty of troops to fight these wars. Well, that's not the case when you get, you know, onto the borders of North Korea and then China. Then they will need the full draft.
I tell you, the globalists have really set up a mess. Meanwhile, do you see this article? It's mainstream news, folks. A satanic blood ritual and orgy manuals handed out to the middle school students.
Yeah, just completely by accident, amongst a set of other material. I forgot what it was related to now, but something mundane. Just by accident amongst it are these satanic witch blood ritual manuals, which just, you know, casually got handed out amongst the students. And I believe that came down directly from the police, so just an accident again.
Well, it's all very Christian. I mean, Skull and Bones is Christian, Paul. I tell this...
And then the real Christianity, I mean, we've got that the article out the London Evening Standard today. A third of people don't know Jesus' birthplace.
Bethlehem. Ooh, I'm smart.
So the real, you know, the real education on Christianity, even if you're not a Christian, you know the basic tenets of the Bible and how to live your life, which is, you know, successful and moral, that's all being suppressed and even turned into hate crimes in Canada and now the U.S.
Well, France just passed a law where you criticize or say you don't like homosexuality, several years in prison and over $60,000 fine.
Yeah, and that's the definition of thought crime. Homosexual movement preaches tolerance, doesn't tolerate any criticism of it, and that's not being run by even the homosexual leaders of those movements. It's all coming down directly from government, who then legislate this into law to make it the pretext for shutting down any kind of free speech.
It's scary, folks. This whole thing is just unbelievable. Let's talk to, and we're going to go quickly to calls. I want to thank you for holding for eons. We'll give each caller about a minute or two. John in Ohio, go ahead.
Yeah, we may not know the identities of these slime balls, CIA-connected slime balls who carried out this crime against truth and courage and humanity, but I think they're the underground, but I think we know the overground perpetrators. It's the media. It's the New York Times. It's the Washington Post. It's the Los Angeles Times, who did an assassination attempt on him, on Gary Webb, for his when more and more people became aware of the...
A credibility assassination.
Yeah. A credibility, a character assassination, and they're doing it now posthumously. And I think we got to realize that we can go after them. And I was recalling the FAIR.org organization, the Media Monitor, which has become kind of watered down in recent years. But originally, their editor went to the New York Times, which is one of the biggest conduits for CIA disinformation. And he asked them why they weren't publishing this evidence of CIA involvement in drug trafficking that's available in the public record. And their top investigator reporter told them, oh, we're never going to allow that information to get to the public. That would destroy the system. But because it was not in public in a public forum, they could admit this kind of stuff. And I think people have got to realize that the CIA, even according to Carl Bernstein, he couldn't get it written in his own Washington Post, had to get it written in an alternate magazine years ago, that all of the top media, the networks, the New York Times, Washington Post, Time, Newsweek, had not collaborated with the CIA all throughout the Cold War in planting false information to frame up countries for attack. The NPR pretends to be an alternative. Its chairman, Kevin Close, is a former head of all CIA foreign propaganda broadcasting.
No, I know. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah, and Fox News, one of the contributors to the special report with Brett Hume's NPR people. It's a joke, folks. It's a joke. Let's talk comments, Paul.
Well, yeah, the character assassination hasn't stopped either. Miami Herald, with the headline... you know, Webb's research based on discredited reports when there's
right.
Congressional investigations which proved it. I mean, you've just had your former head of DEA who was witness to it. So the character assassinations continued. The obituary in the LA Times was scathing as well, which is why we're going to put up this page later on today with all this evidence thrown in with these interviews today, which will counter that, and that will get real across the internet.
The real obituary. William, I believe it's Dr. Deagle. What's going on?
Hi, Alec.
Hello.
Guest on today. Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, great. You're still on because all of a sudden it sounded like it disappeared. I want to come from a different point of view. I know Delta, Special Ops, and Navy and so on, and everything you say and your experts say just now is absolutely the truth. These drugs are coming in, and I'm going to ask them if they're listening now. And a lot of them are Christians, and they've seen these drugs come in on naval ships and C-130s when they're coming back from Afghanistan and Iraq. I want them to speak up and call this radio program today or other days. And as we stand up in the tens and the hundreds and the thousands, we're going to start coming against this drug war. And then I wanted to mention two other things that haven't been mentioned so far. The war on drugs is also a war on pain patients and pain doctors. And where's all this money going? It's going into weird projects that we don't need to discuss by the trillions of dollars in the last number of years. And it's subverting the very basis of the Constitution, which is that the Congress determines where money is spent. And there's trillions of dollars that's coming in illegally to these weird projects that we can discuss on another date.
Yeah, the drug war is hundreds of billions a year that the globalists make off of it. Then they make money fighting it and set up the police state.
Great. Yeah, and then they're persecuting people who are dying. They can't get their pain medications, and they're putting doctors like Dr. Hurwitz now in Virginia, who's going to jail, looks like multiple life sentences for trying to treat pain patients. This is the end of America, and if people don't speak up now, and that means you people on the front line that are in CIA and DEA, you've got to start speaking up now because you're on the inside like I've been, and you've got to speak up now or your America will be gone.
And the system will destroy you whether you serve it or not. Thanks for the call. I mean, we've all got to stand up. We've all got to get involved. Rick and Jim, you'll be our final callers on the other side with Paul Watson. And grab your pens and paper. I will plug PrisonPlanet.tv and my videos just briefly, very quickly on the other side. A lot of big specials that are only running through the 20th. Only running through next Monday. Take advantage of those. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I made 11 films. They're my life's work. Put it all on the line to bring you the truth about the criminals that run our society, because there's enough is never enough. They always want more. And they're total sociopaths. And my videos will expose them, will unlock minds. They are powerful. We've got deals running right now where they're as low as $5.95 when you already buy one for the regular price. You get the same DVD, another copy to give as a gift, for $5.95. We ship these babies out UPS, so order now so we can get this out to you in time for Christmas to give us a gift. As many DVDs or VHS or whatever you want, books, videos, just call the toll-free number. Ask about different titles and different specials. Take advantage of these deals now. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can read about all the films, watch clips of them, look at the different specials at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com via the safe, secure online shopping cart. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv, all 11 of my films, my weekly TV reports, my audio reports, text reports, my book, Paul Watson's book, 15 cents a day. You can get monthly or yearly subscriptions, PrisonPlanet.tv. You can also give it as a gift. Very easy to do. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704 to get the videos or books. Rick in Reno, you're on the air with Paul Watson. Go ahead.
Hello, gentlemen. It's an honor. Listen, Alex, I have a question for you.
Sure.
If you were to be given the choice between appearing with Bill Maher, who yucks it up with former CIA directors, you know, war criminals, or with John Stewart, who yucks it up with Henry Kissinger and other various war criminals, or with George Norrie, who is a friend of the people, whose show would you choose to appear on?
George Norrie. That show's bigger than The Daily Show, and it's bigger than the other one.
Well, here's my thing, sir. With your permission, I have email addresses for George Norrie and for the producer of Coast to Coast AM. I believe we need to have you on. I believe we need to take the initiative here, because the government's going to crank up this information machine Webb.
Yeah, they do have me on that show on a routine basis, and that is a good idea to go on, but I don't want to lobby them.
I ask your audience, sir, and I will be part of that effort, to email George Norrie, that's george@coasttocoastam.com. And to ask him to put you on for an emergency Gary Webb program. And that's george@coasttocoastam.com. And there's the producer also is coastproducer@aol.com. That's coastproducer@aol.com.
Yeah, I don't want to tell people to lobby him, because they are.
I want your audience to do so, sir.
Yeah, well, they already have me on, and they're great folks, but they'll do what they need to do, okay?
george@coasttocoastam.com.
Okay, hey, listen, I hear you. Rick, and you're too kind. I just, you know, they have me on, and when they want to have me on, they will. And people do ask to have me on. That's probably why they do, but I don't want to tell folks to lobby and do that. But it is a good idea. Paul, anything you want to say about that?
Well, besides that, after I get off the air, in about 2 hours, it'll be all over the internet anyway in this story we're going to put together. So, you know, we're going to blitz it out there.
Yeah, help us spread the word by emailing it out to people.
Yep.
Jim in Michigan. Go ahead, Jim.
You had mentioned a number of times in your films how the government was so good about covering up all the evidence. At Waco, they bulldozed everything. Ruby Ridge, the shooter there, was the same one that was at Waco. And you were talking about the attitudes of these guys and the evidence to get anybody caught at anything. Well, when the government does all that, one of the gentlemen there today mentioned about liars forgetting their lies. And Dan Rather had a segment on 60 Minutes. And you'll remember the issue came up about who was shooting first at Waco, and the Doors would tell the difference by which way the shards...
Yes.
Well, the Doors conveniently disappeared. That's what everybody was told when they cleaned everything up. Well, when Dan Rather did...
Call me back. Call me back tomorrow, tonight. God bless. Introduce...